Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council District with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, Bear, and yourself?
Not too bad. You excited? The NRL season's not far away.
Oh, mate, a couple of weeks, yeah. Very much looking forward to it. Wasn't the result the Knights were looking for last week getting into Storm, but that's life.
Just a trial. That's all we're going to say. It's just a trial, mate.
Just a trial, absolutely. I had the chance to go out a couple of weeks ago out to Cessnock and watch the Junior Knights play in the Cessnock Knights game, which was a really good day out. It was great to see the Knights getting out into the local community, and the local NRL, the real NRL.
Yeah.
An opportunity to play. So it's really good to be out there. It's some really good footy, some really good stuff happening. Actually, I had a chance to catch up with old mate from Dubbo, who now lives in Musselbrook, Graham Bennett. He's mowing and lawn mowing business in Musselbrook. So yeah. Who will you run into?
It's a small world, isn't it?
It's a small world, all right.
Mates, talk to me about a potential mountain bike track.
Yeah, something we've been kicking around for a while is how we can grow our presence around mountain bike activities. There is a track already here in Singleton, but we think we can do better. So we've engaged a consultant to help us work to come up with some designs for a mountain bike trail.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few sites with an option out there on Fern Gully Road, one on Bridgman Road, and also potentially on Pioneer Road. We also want to touch base with our community because I know there's plenty of really good ideas out there. We want to find out what their needs are, how often they'd use it, what the best location is. Opening on Monday, the 8th of March, on our website or our Facebook site will be a survey, so encourage people, a quick and easy way to provide some food for thought. But also we've got a drop-in session being organised in the library on the 17th of March from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So a really important project about, again, how do we create better community, how do we engage with our community, how do we create social infrastructure that brings our community together. So really, really important addition to our open space and recreation network.
And speaking of which, there's the bike track at Townhead Park that's going along nicely.
Yeah, powering along, or pedalling along, I could say. Powering along to go with. Boom, boom. Yeah, the new kids track, something we're really excited about. It's going to be open for Easter. It's looking pretty amazing. I can't see much beyond it because the fencing's still up, but I can tell people it's going to be really cool. We've got a new recycled plastic bridge that's been put in. It's going to be an arch bridge, so little cyclists will be able to ride over the bridge, and there'll be some rocky crossings and all those types of things. It's going to be fitted out with some really, really good educational sorts of things for kids, like U-turn bays and line marking, street signs. We haven't forgot about Mum and Dad, though. There's going to be trees for shade. There's going to be seating going in as well. We're really fortunate. We got a $360,000 grant from the federal government for this project, and going in conjunction with the playground that's been replaced a year or so ago and the current construction, the Arts and Cultural Centre.
Now, ground maintenance has been a bit tough. The rain, as much as we enjoy it, has not been helpful for you guys.
Oh, mate, it's hard work. And my heart goes out to not only the Parks and Gardens guys and our road maintenance guys here in Singleton, but across the valley, because you drive around and the grass is just going mad everywhere. And I know personally how much pride our staff take in looking after the public domain. They love it when they finish today and they look back and see how pristine our public domain looks. But these weather conditions we're experiencing in the mainland are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we all know personally from looking after our own homes how hard it is to keep up the grass.
Oh, for sure.
When you've got thousands of hectares of it to mow, it makes it more difficult. And the funny thing is, Bear, is that we're reaching out to contractors who we normally rely on. They're good contractors, but their books are full as well of all their other permanent customers.
You might have to employ some sheep to just roam around Singleton and help out where they can.
Sheep or general managers who formerly were gardeners like myself wouldn't mind getting back on the fields for a little bit. But
Why not both?
Why not both? I'm not sure I'd pick up the young fellas anymore. But
yeah, know the feeling. Mate, also, before I let you go, another well done to Singleton Council. The tyre drop-off is coming up on the 20th of March. What a wonderful initiative.
Yeah, and we're expected to be busted with a number of people as well.
Oh, yeah.
It follows on from the hugely popular mattress muster that we did.
Yep.
That was just so well received, and it was our first go of doing it. So there's some logistical issues, but our staff again brilliant, and the community who turned up were brilliant to work with. Out here at our waste management facility on Deering Road, which between 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Saturday the 20th of March, just to encourage people. It is our first time of doing the tyre drop off, so there will be some logistical issues. So please be patient.
And make sure you got your ID as well.
Bring your ID, absolutely. And it's just another great addition to the sustainability journey that Singleton Council's on, but also our community's on.
Well done to yourself and everybody from Singleton Council once again. Jason Lenane, thanks very much for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and the listeners.